Jackie, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
The annual Hyde Park Square Art Show will be happening next Sunday for the 47th time. That's a long run for a community event.
It's hard to believe the annual Hyde Park Art Show is one of the longest running one-day shows in our area.
Am I right that it's also one of the largest?
It is one of the largest. This year we'll have over 220 working artists who will be exhibiting their works in 11 different forms of art. So it's a really good opportunity to enjoy just a beautiful day on the square, but also see so many different forms of art being represented by our tri-state artists.
Well, I want to get into that a little more deeply, but I also first wanted to bring out that an interesting element of the show is that it awards scholarships, mm-hmm. and that this year four of them are going to art student majors in the Cincinnati area, and that each of them is for $2,500, which makes for an impressive gift from a neighborhood art mm-hmm. show. What can you tell us about the scholarships and what you look for in awarding them?
Yeah, the scholarships from the Hyde Park Art Show are just a really important part of the mission of the show. It's a volunteer-run committee. Most folks live in the Hyde Park area. So the scholarships are a really important aspect to the show. They're very carefully juried, and all of the scholarships do stay with local students. So whether that's the University of Cincinnati or the Art Academy or NKU. So that's exciting, too.
I can't help but wonder if scholarship winners ever come back and show their art at one of the annual shows.
They have, absolutely. And I know the jurors keep an eye out for that as well, just to make sure we're helping them progress in their career as a working artist.
As a committee member, what's your special interest and responsibility?
As a committee member to the Hyde Park Art Show, I'm in charge of making sure people know the show is happening and creating awareness to make sure people know they can enjoy the show for free. It's next Sunday from 10 to 5 right in Hyde Park Square, and there's a lot of free parking around the area. So it's fun for families and individuals to come out to Hyde Park, maybe have brunch, browse the other stores, and then certainly enjoy all the artists.
Well, it must be a huge committee putting this together, all people from the neighborhood, I suppose.
It's a really fun committee. It's a very well-oiled machine, and a lot of folks have been serving on the committee for many years. So it's a fun group, but a very passionate group to make sure that the artists have a professional environment for which to exhibit, and as well as a safe environment.
Well, in looking over the different categories, I saw that the greatest number of exhibitors are jewelry makers. Is mm-hmm. that a special element of this show?
Jewelry has really grown over the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years. Painting is right there, I would say, number two. So there are about 41 artists making jewelry, whereas there are about 36 artists with painting. So that's what I love about the show. It's so diverse in the 11 different forms of artistic expression, from painting and sculpture and photography, mixed medium now, and fiber and sculpture as well.
Well, I was interested to see that 25 photographers will be showing their work. Is that a category that's grown in recent years?
That is a category that has grown, and you'll see a lot of beautiful photos of just our area, of the river, of Mount Adams. One popular photographer we probably all know is J. Miles Wolfe. He comes back to the show year in, year out, and continues to do amazing work.
Well, there are also 23 artists displaying fiber work. What can you tell us about that? Is that another growing area?
I would say that's another growing area right there with jewelry and fiber. I think it's anything from fiber work or decorative elements that maybe children would enjoy, all the way up to home decor. So it's kind of an interesting category, very diverse with its representation of artists.
On the website, there's an aerial view of a recent mm-hmm. Hyde Park Square art show, and I see that it extends down Erie Avenue. Does it go onto Edwards Road as well?
It does. It really, if you think of Hyde Park Square, it starts at the fire station and uh-huh. goes past the first set of shops there on Erie, and then it takes over Edwards to Observatory.
So it's a big area.
It's a really big area, and that's the part that the committee's really worked closely on, is making sure that it's an open environment. There's room for folks to bring strollers and just really browse the Hyde Park Square and enjoy the artists.
Well, I was interested to see that sculpture is pretty well represented, and it's frequently so difficult to move around that sculptors aren't as often seen in shows like this, but you seem to have a good representation.
There are. Almost 10 sculpture artists will be represented, so that's, you're right, it is tricky with logistics, so we're glad that the sculpture artists have deemed the show important to exhibit.
So you get the same artists, I suppose, to some extent, every year?
Actually, it changes over pretty frequently.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I think it just depends on the cycle of the artist and where they are with their work. But we'll see it change over, not dramatically. You'll see a lot of your favorites if you've come to the show before. But you will see some new up-and-comers. You'll see some first-timers. And that's something that the committee is always looking at, just to make sure that the show is fresh and new and representative of what's happening today.
How is it arranged? Do you have the sculptors in one section and painters in another, or what?
It's all randomly arranged, which I love. So it encourages you to walk through the entire show. Make sure you grab a floor plan when you come in so you'll know where the artists are and their medium. And volunteers will be around. So, you know, if you have any questions, it's just a very friendly environment.
Well, it sounds as though people could come for all day.
They could. They really could. And, you know, have brunch and see the show and stay for dinner.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to talk with us about the Hyde Park Square Art Show. Tell us again what its hours are next Sunday.
Sure. Sunday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 5. The show's free. There's plenty of parking around the show, and it's open to the public.
We've been talking with Jackie Rowe, committee member for the long-established and much-looked-forward-to Hyde Park Square Art Show. For more information, see WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.